T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas, coming.
So a high school had a walkout today, and this little girl had said this.
I am so glad that years ago, Dr. Martin Luther King, the first black man, ended slavery. Because if not, people would be whipped every day.
And they want to stop teaching.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, great. Yep.
In America.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
Hey, Jay, I'm just going to go ahead and just going to need a quick second.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right, then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yep, the nigga's gone. And he's gone. I don't blame him. I really don't blame him at all. Welcome to the 185th episode of Blurs in the Hood. I'm your resident super villain.
If you saw the mess out here right now.
What did you? I don't even want to know what you did. It's the resident super villain, Mr. Jay Washington. That's the swaggy blur, Mr. Jay Marshall. He's about to get ready to go on vacation. No, I don't know
Jay,
what that means.
Jay,
yes.
Apparently, I'm the fuck.
What the fuck is happening? I don't know. Thank you, everybody, who's listening to everything from Tuesday. The podcast is fully fucking updated, so everything should be on there. Mason Dude asked this question out the gate. He said, is she racist or not? I'm not sure. I don't like
she,
I get,
she. No, she's not.
I don't think she's racist
not,
at
she's
all.
Not she's not racist. What the problem is all these stupid fucks that are like, we can't have critical race theory, and who have taken it a step further. And have said, we're not going to teach about all that, okay? We're not going to, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck your mama. Fuck your daddy. Fuck your grandmama. Fuck your granddaddy. Fuck everybody in your family. Fuck your friends. Fuck your dog. Fuck your cat. Don't play the meme. I got it. Fuck your fucking car. Fuck your entire hometown. Fuck whatever president that you supported the most. Fuck whatever person you fucking hate the most. Fuck you. Fuck everything about you. And I hope you fucking die.
You know, we don't.
She's just uneducated. It's very clear she's uneducated.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. But like, you know how we cut the show out now in the clips for the month of February, and we put the clips on YouTube. Uh-huh. I'm just mad this won't make it, cause that fuck the whole rant.
You can if you want to. Like, look, you played it twice. You could cut that one and put it out there because we only have like three stories, niggas. So if you want to put stupid white girl doesn't understand what Martin Luther King did, thought he freed slaves, and then have me just say fuck everything about that woman's life and not her, the people that have allowed her to be educated as such. But I digress. I'm taking a goddamn shot because I'm frustrated. That upset me.
This nigga was like, give me the vodka. Give it to me now.
Nick nigga. I'm supposed to be
emotional, damn it.
I'm on vacation in approximately 53 minutes when the show is over. I am hated over this dumbass shit. So cheers to me. To me be at brunch on Sunday.
All right, with that being said, Mr. Winston A. Marshall.
My nigga.
Niggas. Nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
We ran Wade with his hair and I got him looking like Powerline tonight. I fucks with the goddamn the seriousness, bro, but like... Winston is seeing things eye to eye. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all stupider than a motherfucker. and to answer the question, how old was I? That was 2016. So 6 years ago, I was 28. So, I mean, that's the thing. I am normally, y'all have seen me with long hair, which ages me, and y'all see me with facial hair. Again, if I shave all this off cleanly, one, Kristen will be very mad at me for a course of at least 7 days. And then two, you'll be able to see that I still look that fucking young. It's kind of ridiculous. So, okay. What have I been doing? Recorded some shit today. The Dark Knight rewatch. I'm gonna be honest, man. That's like in one of my top five, if maybe not top three, favorite movies of all time. It's a flawless movie, with the exception that Christian Bale's voice as Batman is
three
a little bit much
all time, not just comic book,
just period. I watched it this time without the I'm watching the Dark Knight. I just watched it with like a critical eye. The writing is superb. I cannot think of a better acting job than what Heath Ledger did in those. But like, he is completely lost in the character and is chilling and actually has like a message where you're kind of like listening to it, but also is a piece of shit, let alone every character has a good character arc. I talk a lot about it in the thing. If you want to see it, go watch the thing. So did that today. Obviously got the fresh lineup because I'm going on vacation and I'm not going to be out here looking busted and shit. I'm sure Kristen appreciates that I'm looking fresh and whatnot. She's packing right now. So that's pretty much it. All of my auditions are out and done. I just got to be patient and wait. My new job got pushed a week, which is fine. It's, you know, studios can be that way. So that gives me another week to just kind of dick around and figure stuff out and whatnot. So I'm here for that. And that's pretty much it for me. So, I guess I just got to ask the same question. Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
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 Nigga. A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Working my ass off nonstop. After the show on Tuesday.
Nonstop. What's that?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know, you sound worse than Martin. We sound worse than Martin and Will Smith. Be like, you got to learn words. You got to learn words.
Nonstop.
So, I've been hanging out a couple nights at the clubs, comedy clubs and stuff. Last night, I got to do the Horror Nerd show hosted by my homegirl, Samantha Hale. It was super fun. It was so dope because not only Sam does a lot of shows with drag queens, a lot of members of the LGBTQ community, and pretty much this is a running joke, but it's the truth. I'm damn near always the only straight guy on her shows, and so it was fun doing the shows. But one of the fun things about that happened last night is because since the pandemic, you know, and the clubs have started to open back up, some of the clubs where I was already past and working regularly, I've had to try to fight to get back in that system. And so with the improv, I was there and I didn't know that the booker of the improv was in the back of the club. And I told a lining out this motherfucker. And so when I came off stage, the booker, she was like, do I have all your information? And put my number and self and email and a phone. And she was like, are you on our avails list? I was like, I was. She's like, oh no, I'm making sure we get you back on that. So I got passed back at the improv last night. And
damn, nigga.
Thank you. I mean, it's just trying to work my ass off with that, bro.
Also, nobody paid for this time, but based off of somebody's comment, he said, I just was typing cheers, Winston, then I dropped my phone in a pan I just cooked chicken taco meat in. Hashtag that is all.
And all right, I'm going to say this real quick, and I'm not going to just give it to me real quick. Trust me on this. I put a tweet up that was the same joke I put up on Facebook the other day. Now, the joke I put up, people are taking it a certain other way. Now, this is the joke came up from a conversation I had with some male and female comics about our experiences on the road fucking fans. And we was joking about it. So I put up the joke. So people on Twitter started getting it. Some people on Twitter got in their feelings. Now, I'm going to tell you this. This is me personally. You can even spotlight me if you want to, just to make it easy on you.
There you go.
Appreciate it. That whole you got a voice position shit in this community, don't do that to me, because I'm barely around the community like that. I'm busy working. So I don't like when people be like, well, you have a responsibility. No, I don't. My responsibility is to me and my kids. My responsibility is to Jalen and Jalea. So what you will not do also is be like, how you going to say this joke here and that? I joke about my life and my experiences. Yes, my life experiences. If you don't like it, that is not my fault. I don't want to argue about it. But I said this to a lot of people, and they think I'm joking. This is the best way I feel like this. I'm going to say shit on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm going to joke consistently. I used to joke when I worked at a job, and they were like, yo, can you joke about your boss like that? I said, yes, I can. So at the end of the day,
if you don't like what I say or do, pretty please for your sake and mine, unfollow me.
I'm not going to pay attention to every situation going on and concern. I'm not going to make certain situations my whole life. I'm sorry. If a lot of y'all are doing it, that's on you. If y'all are sitting there ingraining yourself with something 24/7, that's on you. But guess what? Again, when I leave here, I have to edit the show and get ready to do stand-up. And then I have to go ahead and write some more shit. Then I have to do this and do that. And I still got to get shit. My daughter needs some shit I got to send off for her. My son needs to have some conversations. I've got other things to worry about. My voice, somebody said, oh, well, how you can not say your voice with 12,000 followers on Twitter? I have followers I've amassed from stand-up, acting, wrestling, the internet shit, all over. So my voice doesn't apply to one community. So we're not going to do that with me. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I just wanted to make sure I made that clear. Winston was like, we're not going to do this. I'm like, I'm not going to yell. I'm just going to make it clear and point as day. You feel
fair.
Like you got to.
No, that's fair. It was one of those things. Like I said, I've been busy all day. And then I saw that this started to happen. And I was like, I had said if someone brings it up, but made it. But now you've made a statement. And if somebody wants to see it, if you want, we can clip that out too.
Right.
You can have that out there. That's fair. It is what it is, man.
Shout out to my girl, Black Magic Chick. She said, I didn't even know about the other shit until they tried to make it your issue. That's the thing. What I'm talking about has nothing. I said, literally, if I drive 4 hours to a show in La Crosse, Wisconsin, which I used to do, and after a great show, Mrs. Jansen, after a hearty chuckle, wants an encounter. I'm smashing somebody's wife. Now, yes, I fucked somebody's wife in Wisconsin because that's what they do. I think I might almost have cuck
over. Did you just name yourself Tyrone? My name's Tyrone. I'm here to
fuck somebody's wife. Long dick style.
What's wrong with you? God damn.
Nigga, be around this bitch like long dick style. Like, I've actually had somebody try to come at me after a show to do the cuckold shit. Like, you know, the couple, like, hey, we saw you. We thought you were funny. My wife. I was like, hey, brother. Like, hey, look, I'm not, first of all, I'm in a town that I don't know where I'm at. And I barely got GPS service. Nigga, you can keep that to yourself. You know? So.
Hey, I mean, look, all I'll say is this, dog.
I love you, Cheryl. Cheryl, you said, I was confused when people started trying to connect them. Like, it's a clearly specific joke, not related to the situation. That's why I love
it. It's what it is, honestly.
What? Be tight. Shit. One girl. Shit.
I mean, somebody paid for this, but I think it also works here. Oh, shit. Come on, computer. God damn it.
Look at
my
God.
No, nigga. You didn't even know what I was going to play. You just assume it was Serious Chicken, but you didn't even take a minute to actually look and
see. I don't trust you because I don't trust you.
You don't trust me after all this time. You don't fucking trust me.
Bitch. No, nigga. You man.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
The other thing that's really interesting about it, and I understand, and then I really am over talking this, and yeah, I'd like to get to our stories.
Yeah, let's do it.
If anybody was paying attention, you had the occasional thing here and there as the commissioner, but you really were not present most of last year. And on top of that, you've also made it very clear that it's not something that you're in all the time. You're not paying attention to people in there. You're not really engaging in all of that. You're there when you're asked to be there, but you are not there. So that's the other part of it that's really interesting, is like to assume that you were involved in any way, shape, or form of what's going on is also very interesting to me. But I just, whatever, man.
Let's move on. All right, this one is going to be an interesting story we're going to talk about. First out the gate, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Since you are on Twitch watching us, I know he's going to put up something. That's a whole bunch of other, fuck this birthday boy. Fuck this nigga. Fuck the birthday boy. Don't you do this shit for this nigga.
Nah, it is his birthday, so. You know what? I'll do you one better. I'll do you one
better. No, you don't. No, you don't. God damn it.
It's his birthday. He's a friend of the show. He be coming on here sometimes as like a host when one of us can't be around and shit. Like, I really feel like if that's what he wants, man, you know what I mean? Since, like, you know, you didn't buy him anything like you didn't buy him like a pocket pussy or nothing, you know? So there you go.
What's your first impression of the sandwich? Crunch. Describe the sandwich in one word.
Buttermilk.
What's your favorite thing about it?
Maybe we want to do a body roll.
Describe the taste in one
Happy
sentence.
Happy birthday.
Gotta love that crunch.
Yahoo! Serious chicken.
What's your first impression of the sandwich? What's your favorite thing about it?
I gotta love that
crunch,
You know what's fucked up the most is I know Dwayne so well. That nigga's just sitting back, just cackling. That nigga's just like an evil. Like,
bro, this is a gym playlist banger, he says. He's not wrong. Bro, I would put that on to finish, like, if I had to do it, if I was running on the treadmill to get the last sprint in. Woo! This is some serious chicken. Just fucking hauling ass. Woo! This is some serious chicken.
Let me tell you something. Dwayne and this motherfucker sitting around like Skeletor. Running off laughing and shit because he know what the fuck he just did. motherfucker. Anyway, streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com. Our first story, you can time it here. Our first story, we wanted to talk about this because it has come up a lot as of
what's easier for the cut, click on the thing and then start talking about it. Trust me. So our first story.
Now, you heard about the young Russian skater who was disqualified from originally. She
You're
was
not
disqualified.
Gonna even attempt to say her name.
I'm about to because I had to look at it again. Kamila Vilayeva. Vilayeva.
That's close enough.
Okay, cool. Oh, boy, that shit was rough.
Try it with a Russian accent. It might help. Kamila Vilayeva.
It sounds like you want to say Vila Nigga.
I almost did.
It really sounds like you want to say Vila Nigga. Like,
Camila Vila. Das Vida.
Vila Viela. So, okay, she was originally disqualified for performance enhancing drugs.
She wasn't disqualified. She was under investigation.
Oh, they made a different article said
they were literally looking into whether or not they were going to disqualify her, but they had to run a full investigation.
Right, she had a positive drug test, and yes. So then it was reversed because it's Russia that she was allowed to compete. But they stated if she was to medal, there would not be a ceremony. Well, Sha'Carri Richardson's case came up, and if you remember Sha'Carri, she's a young black woman who was killing the games, and all of a sudden she couldn't make the Olympics because of a positive test for marijuana. And everybody said, of course, we found out she had found out while running a race, found out her mom had passed, and all this and the third. And so the conversation had come up as to why was one allowed to compete in the Olympics and the other wasn't. And the IOC is focused on this and said a lot of things. And you broke it down to me a certain way, and I want you to break it down.
Okay, so because I was having a long conversation, I did a bunch of research on it, and I was also having a long conversation with Kristen and a few other people. So here is really what was going on. First of all, she's a minor. She's 15. Sha'Carri is 20. When this happened, she would have been 19. So she's a legal adult, right? So that's part of it. That actually goes a lot into those things because of, especially depending on what the drug is, about legal responsibility and things like that. So that's the first part of it.
Okay.
Sha'Carri is trying to play the race card on this. In my opinion, she has a case if you want to look at specifically weed, because Megan Rapinoe was allowed to promote Megan Rapinoe was allowed to promote her CBD / like weed business.
Yes.
A few other white athletes were allowed to do that. If that's what you're talking about, then by all means, I think that we can have a discussion about race and how certain people are treated with double standards and things like that. Mm-hmm. But as in regards to what went on with Camilla, it doesn't apply here for a couple of reasons. First of all, if you know anything about her trainer is apparently this heinous bitch of a trainer that apparently I don't even know, like, a good, if you can think of a good example of like a drill sergeant or whoever, they say that she breaks the spirits and the bodies of the people that she trains. Is the first, she is like the Iron Lady type ass drill sergeant, okay, right? But she has also, apparently she's never been caught in any sort of scandal with doping. But remember, Russia has been caught in a shit ton of stuff with doping. So the honest discussion should have been about, why is it that Russia, who multiple times have been busted for doping, is allowed as a country to compete anymore? The short answer of it, which a lot of analysts have been talking about, is because, again, we're on the verge right now of World War III with everything happening with Russia and the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. They're trying to appease Russia because if they just kick them out of the fucking Olympics, it could genuinely start off a shitstorm. But remember, that's why U.S. diplomats were boycotting, not because of the doping thing, but because of Russia and what Russia's doing. U.S. diplomats were boycotting the Olympics, and so were a number of other NATO countries, if I have that correctly. So it's one of those situations that we need to have very different conversations about it. If we want to talk about weed and how Sha'Carri was treated, then you compare it to those other situations, and that is, I think, completely fair. Mm-hmm. If you're talking specifically about the races and shit, and or if you're talking specifically about doping and what went on there and whatnot, then you're dealing with some other bullshit that Russia as a whole needs to be addressed. They were boycotting because of China. Excuse me. I thought they were boycotting because of Russia. So
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. This girl. No, this girl is not a Russian. I see what you're saying, that the person is a Russian trainer. I get it. Okay. So yeah, they were boycotting because of China, but either way, take it from there, Jay. Go ahead.
Okay. So here's my, from what I'm understanding, Sha'Carri's partnership came from USADA. And yes, and not the IOC. Yeah,
came from the U.S. and not the IOC. That's the other thing.
So overall, if I'm not mistaken, that's the biggest difference. But at the same time, there's this question about marijuana. There's this thing about marijuana in general, right? At this point, I think we should have hit this level of, now, of course, it's up to the U.S. Doping Agency, USADA, all these other places to deal with that, as well as the IOC. But marijuana has been proven it's not a full performance enhancing. I mean, there's so many things that are considered Adderall. Remember, Richard Sherman was suspended from games in the NFL for being on Adderall to focus, literally, right? But doping, you said something, you and I were talking yesterday, I believe it was, about this. And one of the things you stated was the girl shouldn't be punished for what her handlers do.
Right.
But here's the issue with that. The athletes always have to fall suit net, no matter what.
But the difference is, again, she is a minor. If you're talking about a situation where an adult with her trainers and her trainers fuck her, then I still think that that's a situation where she needs to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. She's 15 years old, bro. She's literally putting her life in the hands of adults to get her to where she needs to go. Sha'Carri at that point was 19 when all this went down.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So that's,
I still think it's bullshit that she wasn't allowed to compete.
Yeah, I just think it's something that the thing of, we always hear of the training staff and everyone involved with the athlete, regardless of the athlete's age, because when it comes to U.S. gymnastics, a lot of the girls, when they start out, are young. You know what I'm saying? They're young when they start. And so anything that happens, you know, whether it is the athlete themselves or the training staff,
right,
it all affects in one thing. So right. I understand what everyone is stating about she's a minor. But again, look at it again when we look at gymnastics and everything as a whole. We look at the entire, we look at the training staff.
But and if the train, it's the same thing. I'm there with you with that training staff. I'm sorry to interrupt, but the
what's
her name? What's her name? The most famous thing that everybody thought it was so brave. She did the vault on a broken leg. What the fuck is her name?
Dominique Dawes.
Is it Dominique Dawes? The white girl that she broke her ankle.
Oh,
and then she still finished the thing. Carrie Strug.
Yeah. Why am I, you know that remember Key and Peele was like, you called that vortex? What am I talking about?
But that's another example, honestly, of toxicity involved in the people putting that pressure on essentially children. I understand the younger, like that age is the age where you're the most flexible, the most athletic, etc. But think about that. That is both her trainers and America being like, bitch, if you don't hit this motherfucking vault. And then afterwards be like, what a hero. But I see looking at a 15-year-old, 16-year-old girl with a broken fucking ankle forced to do something absolutely ridiculous. No, I agree.
But it's here's the catch 22, if you will, with that.
Yeah.
Just as much as we look at the training staff, the country, the adults and all this, you have the athletes, regardless of the age, who still want to push themselves just as much.
Sure.
That's the weird catch 22 behind all of this with every sport, no matter what.
While I understand that 1,000%, you know what I'm saying? There is a point at which, again, as the adult in the situation, you go, because Carrie Strug has come out since when the whole Simone Biles stuff went down.
Yeah, absolutely.
She came out and said how horrible that was and the pressure that was put on her and the people that were like, she did it as much, maybe about 50-50 about best her pride and when to get there.
It's definitely a dumbass rule. Shouts out Flats Only, please. It's definitely a dumbass rule, but it was in place when Scar got caught. That's the blackest response there. It's definitely a dumbass rule.
It's a dumb rule, but again, you have to remember, because we talked about this with weed as well, and this was the U.S.'s decision, not the IOC, but had the IOC been making decisions, you got to remember what we have decided about weed, or deciding, because you've got about... You're getting
it's not legal across the globe.
It's not legal across the country yet. It's not legal across the globe. You get caught with weed in certain Asian countries, they will put your ass in prison for life,
or they'll kill the fuck out you,
or they will kill you. So you have to remember that we don't have the same laws across the thing. So that's its own thing. So that's a conversation with the U.S. about not letting her do that. Jay, don't buy me love, get yourself. That was the thing I started for you. Yes, he just wants you to be happy to yourself. But all that being said, man, it's just one of those, it's one of those things. So there you go. That's the other part. If Carrie had bowed out, the U.S. team was high enough in points, they still would have won gold. So she didn't need to do it. And yet you made this child do it. And mind you, it's one of those moments where everybody's like, that's perseverance. That's amazing. But again, how effed up is that? Oh, no. What? You had said it had gone too far. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know that there was more. So we'll get to that in a minute. So that's all, y'all. I just see what you put in the run sheet.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know about that. We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. So that's pretty much it, man. Unless there's something else you want to say about this whole situation.
No, I mean, that's all. It's to have the discussion, as we always do here on the show. It's to understand the points. Because, again, face value, it's... Wait, she can't run because of weed, but doping she can go at face value. But when you understand, look, this is the U.S., this is USADA, the U.S. Doping Agency, and blah, 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 versus the IOC. And then the IOC on top of that anyway has been known to be hella corrupt as of recently.
But again, I think that's the problem. Nobody will, like, literally all we do is look at headlines. Like, essentially, you look at life as if they're just tweets. Mm. You refuse to read anything else associated with it. You just read the top 120 characters and call it a fucking day. And that doesn't work. Or I guess it's 240. It's been 240 for a while. But you know what I'm saying? Like, to go and look at what Shikari's actual situation was, because she tried to put out an infographic and make it seem like they were cut and dry. White girl from Russia, black girl from where's she from? And here in America, it doesn't matter. Black girl from America, white girl from Russia, and they let her drugged ass go, and they don't let my drugged ass go.
Like to black America. I'm so sorry. from what just happened.
What? I don't know where Shikari's from, bro.
I'm just saying it was the way you just did. From Black America. Like, we try sometimes.
Fine. So. I'll look it up, nigga. I was in the middle of a rant. I just didn't. She was like, nigga, I didn't want to just be like, yeah, Shikari Richardson. She's from Compton, when she's not even remotely close for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to be
respectful. One of my buddies put up on Facebook. He was like, yo, I want to actually, he's a black dude. He was like, I want to go visit African America. I was like, so Atlanta. So Atlanta, nigga.
Compton or Atlanta? I don't
which one you want to go to, nigga?
Or Brooklyn. Or H-Town. You most of Houston too, nigga. I rep Dallas.
She's from Dallas.
Dallas. Okay, so there you go. She's from hometown.
First of all, nigga, this nigga know everything else about Dallas. This is Dallas shit.
Hold up. Here is Africa, America, bro. Compton, Inglewood. I'm gonna type it all out. Inglewood.
I thought this nigga Googled that. What is African America?
You got Brooklyn. Atlanta, you got NOLA. Oops, NOLA, and H Town. That's pretty much it. Now there are niggas everywhere, but those are our main residencies. You got Long Beach. You can throw Long Beach in there if you want.
There's niggas everywhere. You want to go? I mean, just,
but those are tourism got it. Oh, in Oakland. Excuse me, Oakland. There you go. Though they're trying to kick us out of there right now, you know, because gentrification.
Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood.
Chi-Town, would you consider Chi-Town part of Africa, America?
No. Nope.
There's a lot of white people in Chicago.
Chicago is the most segregated city in the country, and nobody will still admit it.
So just Southside Chicago?
Yeah, but it's still segregated as fuck on the south side. Look, there's a whole neighborhood. There are two neighborhoods on the south side of Chicago. Canaryville and Bridgeport. Those are both neighborhoods, niggas.
2022, this nigga's everywhere.
This nigga's everywhere.
You got to make sure. You have to make sure that you include this as part of the clip about Shikari, bro. It's where we find Africa, America. Or make it a separate
I got to make sure I talk to the dude. I got to make sure I talk to David to get this live show done on Juneteenth weekend. And I'm thinking this real quick because what random ass shirts would we have? What's this one? This nigga's everywhere.
Bro. It would be Marshall Washington 2024. There's niggas everywhere. What a slogan. What a goddamn slogan, bro. I might have to make that as like a hoodie. Marshall Washington 2024.
There's niggas everywhere. Hey, you know what's funny? How much you want to bet? Because I know the neighborhood by now. What's in the next week and a half? I'm like, I can't support this. So for those who don't know, AZ Badfish said, I feel like I can't support this merch store, LOL. Because Marlon will tell you, like, I'm white. Like, and he says where he lives. Like he wants, like I would love his thing. Like Marlon would be the type of person. He'd be like, "Man, I want to get the shirt or the hoodie to support y'all, but I can't take a picture and post it and say I'll support the blurred ministry."
I'll put this. Here's what we do. I will make a there's a niggas everywhere version, and we'll make a there's blurreds everywhere version. How about that? Can you support that one with that, Marlon? Oh God!
That will be for sale Juneteenth weekend. Once we get that done, y'all know how y'all see those campaign shirts.
Marlon, my ancestry DNA came back. Turns out I'm 100% white as fuck. I just saw that in Lizzo.
Dark J. Grimm, just to let you know, yours went out officially today. I'm sorry I didn't get it out the past couple days. Yours is out today. Your T-shirt. I do have supervillain shirts for sale. All right, let's move on to our next story. Anthony Davis is out again. Suffered another ankle injury while facing the Utah Jazz. He was going up for a rebound. And let me show you what exactly happened. You got to watch it. It's kind of quick. Check it out.
Tonight, lobbing to AD at the spin. Uh-oh.
Yeah, he came down. Yeah. His foot was not.
Ouch.
Right on the side of Rudy Gobert's foot.
And so, he went immediately down and hurting, and this entire crowd gasping. Down AD again.
Well, that's unfortunately the typical.
Bro, why is he doing the Peter Griffin?
Leave the floor. firmly.
Why are we like this? Why are we like
all of the floor? It catches the side of it. So we'll take it.
That's his ankle. That's his foot at the bottom.
No, his... that's the wrong jerseys. You got an old ass.
No, bro.
Go. I promise.
That's from this clip
again.
That's from this clip.
Play the video again. Play the video again. Did you? What did you screenshot it?
Yes.
That's from the screenshot.
Yeah.
Tonight, lobbing the AD at the spin.
Yes.
All right. Well,
never that's mind. His ankle at a his foot at a 90. It's perpendicular, bro. Yeah. His shit is making an L.
But see, the only problem is you're.
What the fuck is the problem? Yeah, foot.
No. But it was his left. That's why I'm confused.
No, it was his right. It was his right.
Go back again. Play one more.
If you don't love.
Tonight, lobbing the AD at the spin. Uh-oh.
Yeah, he came down.
Yeah.
His foot was not.
Ouch.
Right on the side of
that's the right. Bear's foot. That's the right.
And he went immediately down.
I can't hear you. You're muted.
Hurting in this entire.
It's because I'm going around. I couldn't keep track of which
thing it was. Dog. I apologize.
You're right. My fault. Did you even watch the video? Look, all I'll say is there's two things going on, man. I mean, the first three, actually. The first is AD, honestly, is starting to look a little bit like Derrick Rose, bro. The way he
can take all niggas you could have used.
Am I wrong?
Nigga, that's Grant Hill. Tracy McGrady.
But they both remember. They left the league. Grant Hill got those injuries and really couldn't recover. Tracy kind of played, so if you want to use Tracy McGrady, sure. But none of them, like both Tracy and Grant Hill were mad good, bro. Grant Hill, arguably a little bit better. It says
Anthony Davis led with perpendicular. So, like, he turned on a spigot. The ligaments in his leg had went.
Yeah, at least wait for people to put that in Streamlabs so you make some money off that shit, nigga. You just
yeah, I told you.
That's your own fault.
All right, next time I will do it. I will Hank Hill the fuck out of Anthony Davis's injury to Streamlabs.
But the other thing is, I don't know what's actually sadder, Anthony Davis, because at least he's got a chip and he's like he gave some sort of like support for that and things like that, or Zion. Zion makes me sad as fuck.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, Zion.
Holy shit.
Zion came in with so much promise, got hurt, and now that nigga looks like a real teddy bear on the court.
Bro, like, people are talking,
this nigga look
talking
like sugar
about Zion.
Bear. This nigga look like Sugar Bear from Golden Crisp.
Dude, people were talking about Zion like he was going to be the next Shaq, but like better, which is crazy. But that's the problem. And people warned. They said of all the teams to have drafted this nigga, New Orleans was the worst one. And not because of necessarily the organization, but because that city being known for its fucking food. And he already apparently eating, bro.
Yep.
Nothing but beignets and po' boys, bro. And
all
jambalaya and
rich,
gumbo.
Rich and thick
Holy
food.
Fuck.
Like, that nigga, on top that nigga of that, out here he on his own drink. Second line.
If the dude, bro, his own nigga, no, you did not say his own second line.
That nigga's his own second line. That nigga be on the court, dude.
Bro.
Emotional, damn it.
God damn. Bro, you cannot be out here talking about the dude. Like,
are you not ashamed of yourself? Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
It's not my fault this nigga built like a Mardi Gras float now. Anyway.
I hate you with all my heart. I hate you with all of my heart, bro. All of it. All of it. But it's just one of those situations. Just I feel really bad for Zion because, again, the location does matter and it kind of set him up to fail in that regard. But yeah. I genuinely hope that he's able to get healthy with his body because of the injuries. And then he can
Which
turn
one are we talking about? Are we
get,
talking about Zion or are we talking about Anthony Davis?
I think Anthony Davis will be fine. I think he's going to be injury prone the whole time. Remember, Steph Curry has been injury prone with them ankles for however long. And look at all the great stuff he's done. Yeah. I think we have seen about as high as Anthony Davis is going to go, which is still pretty goddamn high.
I mean, he's got his ring. He's pretty much, I think at this rate, from what I'm understanding with his stats, he might be Hall of Fame worthy.
Hmm.
If I'm Probably. Not mistaken. Because his stats are crazy by net right now. So if he was to pull out, like, of the league.
Now, real quick question. The way Winston keeps saying Zion, I'm thinking about it. Talking about Zion from the Matrix. Am I supposed to say Zion somehow differently?
I don't know.
How am I supposed to say it? Zion? Z-E-on?
Is he making this thing a Power Ranger? This thing a Power Ranger?
Z-Eon. It's morphin' time. Like,
that nigga morphs into a po' boy. That nigga morphs into a po' boy sandwich. Anyway, let us move. Oh, my God. I got to look at this sheet. All right, so that's that. All right, let's go to our... Oh, my God. An anonymous cheer dropped 1,000 bits.
That's $10. God damn. Thank you so much. Yeah, if every bit is a penny, that's $10. Thank you so much, anonymous cheer, for throwing that up there. We appreciate y'all. How do you have that? Did you open the dashboard?
I just opened StreamYard. It goes up on StreamYard.
No, for sure. So some of the other stuff, Classy Don, thank you for the bits. Black Taurus, thank you for the bits. I see a bunch of people that have joined us and started following us. We appreciate you. And shout out to Weedman Wade, who's giving out gift subs, man. That's huge. Thank you so, so much, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, definitely we do. In our next story, so Michelle Tafoya, if you didn't remember, she was the sideline reporter for every NBC Sunday Night Football game. She has been a reporter with NBC and just in general for over 30 years. The Super Bowl was her last game. And then guess what she decided to go do immediately afterwards? Go hella conservative. I want you to hear her talking on Megyn Kelly's show about Colin Kaepernick. It's not my fault. He built like margarita floats. I'm sorry to reconsider getting all the smoke.
Mardi Gras, margarita? Damn it. You talking about I can't read.
Jesus. I know. It's supposed to be Mardi Gras. I said Mardi Gras.
You said margaritas. You said it's not my fault he's built like a margaritas flow, bro.
First of all. Take this motherfucking picture there. No, what you're not gonna do.
You're not getting away from this.
Mardi Gras is two words. Margarita together.
I'm aware, but you can
I go cockeyed some goddamn times. I go cockeyed some fucking times. So I look at a word and let it be together.
Nigga, what are you, Zeus, Tiny Lester, nigga? Like, what are you doing, bro? Hold on. They say you can do this on TikTok. It's you look for it, then you look at your finger, and then did I stay cockeyed? No, I didn't. Whatever. It doesn't matter, nigga. I don't understand why that was that hard for you.
Nigga!
Do you want to start the story over again?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's try this one more.
Go ahead.
Michelle Tafoya, you saw her. Michelle Tafoya was the NFL Sunday Night Sideline reporting. We saw her for numerous years. Oh. She recently did her last game this past Super Bowl Sunday. She has decided to quit to become a conservative voice. Shut the fuck up! Check out what she said on fucking Megyn Kelly's podcast about Colin Kaepernick.
If he really, really wanted, the one thing he wanted, Megan, in this life was to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, he'd be one right now. And, you know, given that he had the talent. But he made some business decisions and they didn't necessarily, and I think he knew what he was risking. And I think that there are legitimate complaints about race in the NFL and everywhere else in America, but that's not why Colin Kaepernick's not in the NFL.
So that's one statement. She went on Tucker Carlson. You ready for this one?
And it breaks my heart that my kids are being taught that skin color matters. And to me, if you want white people to step up, I was stepping up when I addressed the school and said, exactly. Why are we having these picnics for families of color? Why are we separating our kids? If the world is integrated, let's continue that. And have everyone find out what we all have in common, not just what we have in common with people who look like us.
Y'all saw a high school had a walkout today, and this little girl had said this.
I am so glad that years ago, Dr. Martin Luther King, the first black man, ended slavery. Because if not, people would be whipped every day.
Now, here's what I would suggest all of y'all do. I would suggest you watch her full it sucks to give Tucker Carlson any sort of views. So if you want to legally download it and then watch it so that nigga don't get any credit, you didn't get the idea from me, stop snitching. But my point is, if you watch her whole interview with him, when you add some context to it, it makes it a little better, but it's still a negative number. Let's put it that way. You went from like negative 100 to like negative 50. I'll put it to you that way. All right. She is so off base here because her whole thing is my boys are 13 and 16. And she said straight up said one of them was best friends with this little black boy. And then they started doing the affinity groups and now they're not friends no more. Okay. Well, one, is it a distinct possibility that maybe your child just sucks? It's a possibility. That might be a thing that's going on. But to completely blame it on the fact that we had to learn about our history. Now, mind you, you look at that little white girl that said, thank you, Dr. Martin Luther King, for being the first black man to free slaves. We already know we need to fucking go back to the drawing board with this educational process, bro, because that is a massive fucking problem. But what it sounds like, because if you go down to Texas, if you look at some of the textbooks, like I'm glad I went to a private school. If you look at some of these textbooks and how fucking outdated they are, if you had properly updated textbooks that aren't exclusionary, that aren't leaving out important parts of fucking history, and you were teaching everything as it is, you can very easily point out to white kids and to black kids, fam, white people did some fucked up shit in the past. So now in the present, we are trying to do better by X, by Y, by Z. And these are the places where they are not holding up that bargain, and these are the places where they can do a lot better. If you did some shit like that, you'd be fine. But guess what? This is like somebody who has a drug problem, but they don't want to fucking admit it. The white people in this country that are fighting to stop us from talking about race do not want to admit that we have a fucking problem, so we can't fucking deal with it.
You've been on the sidelines with black players since the whole Colin Kaepernick thing has happened. When they got to the point where the network said, we'll no longer show the anthem because we don't want to enrage people. This is not this critical race theory bullshit is a new thing. But if you felt this way, there are numerous players that you could have talked to that would openly talk to you that are superstars on top of it. Because, you know, you can't have, in those situations, you can't have just the average player who got called up from the practice squad. You got to have a superstar caliber player who has a vocal proponent in the community. You could have did that. But no, this white fragility that as we have been seeing, the terrifying nature of them hearing that white people will be the minority in X amount of years. It is literally, I've said it before, and I will say it again. You all are acting like, and I'm not saying this to you from the neighborhood or people maybe that's normally listening to us, whatever, but if this just happens to fall into the ears and the eyes of a white person who feels like this, you act like minorities are going to do to you what you've been doing to minorities for so long. That's really the thing. I was
of the mindset that everybody wants to listen to hip hop, use our vernacular, you know, wear our clothes, walk like we walk, talk like we talk, all that kind of shit. But the minute, the best thing to do, what's her name? The old white lady that be teaching everybody about race, Jane something, right?
Yeah, I know he's about, yeah.
She said, how many of you here would like to be treated like African Americans are in this country? And not a goddamn hand went up for a reason. You want all of the benefits and none of the struggle.
None of
it. Let's be 1,000% real. As Paul Mooney said it very succinctly and probably the best way.
Everybody want to be a nigga, but they got to do it right. Got to
do it in the Paul Mooney voice.
Everybody want to be a nigga.
Nope.
I got it, bro. I got it.
Yeah, you try.
Everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga.
First of all, you sound like Paul Mooney just smoked Virginia Slim menthols all day, every day. This is how you do it.
Listen, let me tell you something. Everybody wants to be a nigga, but nobody wants to be a nigga.
No, you kind of.
I'm better than yours.
You sound like somebody's grandpa that ain't had no friends in a long time. Been working on his stick just so he could try and like get somebody at the old folks home to be friends with him, nigga. Like you sound like you're trying way too hard, bro. And also, people went back to listen. You definitely said margarita, bro.
Thank you, Dwayne.
I saw it.
Cookie Monster. Jay was better.
I see, but Flats only said I gotta go with Winston. Go ahead, Cheryl. Put the poll up. Who did it better? Who did Paul Mooney better? Go ahead, Cheryl. You got it.
Listen, you wanna go ahead and see who did Paul Mooney better? Look, nigga, let me tell you something. I was writing for Richard Pryor, and you gotta be a bad motherfucker to write motherfucker.
You're putting a little. I mean, look, if you change one little thing, you would do it better than me. You're putting a little too much scratchy in there. Take that out, but keep the bravado in the bass, and you got me. I can admit that. Your shit's a little too scratchy for some reason.
I want this nigga to go on vacation.
Jane Elliott is who I was talking about.
I kind of want this nigga to go now. Like, I want this nigga just to be gone.
To go on vacation? I can, nigga. That's fine.
No, don't leave me.
You are so sensitive, bitch.
Oh, don't leave me. All right. We got one more other story we want to talk about real quick. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurtsinthehood/tip. It just came up today, and I felt we needed to talk about it because we brought it up the other day. Mm-hmm. Kanye West. This shit is getting wilder by the day. Pete Davidson has made a brand new Instagram account, and Kanye West decided to follow him. Now, we talked about the screenshots and everything of Kim telling him, yo, you got to chill. Somebody going to hurt this man. And then Kanye putting out, hey, don't nobody go hurt Pete Davidson. Like, that's going to matter. Again, we stated it, I think it was on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We're watching an ex be stalked in real life, in real time.
Be emotionally abused. Legitimately getting emotionally abused right now.
Here's the problem. Here's a bigger problem. Kim Kardashian may or may not, before all this shit, outside of Kanye, see a future with Pete Davidson, right?
Whoa. Kim Kardashian officially, as of 5 hours ago, unfollowed Kanye on all the socials, my nigga. It just got real.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Here we go. This nigga's gonna lose it this weekend. We don't know her exact real feelings towards Pete Davidson. She might enjoy the relationship they have now. We don't know if she's planning on making it serious, et cetera, et cetera. But Pete Davidson is just a dude with a dick that motherfuckers want to find out about. That's literally what this has been. And he's enjoying who he's with. And he was trying to enjoy who he's with. And he can't. Because this nigga.
But see, you know the other thing that's so fucked up right now is that did you see what Wes has been trolling him about recently?
What's the new one?
He said,
the Hillary Clinton tattoo?
No, he goes, you got any more mental health jokes for me? Because to my knowledge, not even talking about Kanye, Pete said, there's no shame in the medicine game. Being mentally ill is not an excuse to act like a jackass. I'm quoting my therapist, my mom, and my mailman. Because again, Pete has shared his own issues with mental health.
Yes, he has.
He's been very open about that.
Yes, he has.
So, like, I just don't even. I'm going to make sure that this wasn't specifically about Kanye. But yeah, dude, I don't know, dude. This is really fucking stupid.
Okay.
Oh, I guess he was discussing Kanye.
Burke May said, no, Pete was referencing Kanye. He made jokes about his mental health. I remember him doing that. Yes, he has.
It was because of his pro-Donald Trump remarks.
Yeah, this was before Kim and Pete were together. Kanye was easily able to be joked about. But
here it is. He said specifically, because, you know, Wes did that pro-Trump rant. Remember, he did that Chris Rock taped because Chris Rock was a host and shit like that and put it out there. So it was like, you know how annoying it is? Like, Kanye's a genius, but like a musical genius. Kanye, I know you're like, yo, this is the real me. I'm off the meds. Pete goes, but take them. There's no shade in the medicine game. And then everything else he said after the fact. So, I mean, he's not wrong. I understand because Kanye has said that it blocks some of his creativity, but mind you, considering how he has been acting, bro, you need to take that medication. This is not okay at all.
I'm going to switch gears real quick before my brain forgets, because I've been hitting the head with steel chairs a lot and I lose my short-term memory sometimes. Today is Random Acts of Kindness Day. My random act of kindness is to Winston A. Marshall and to say, you, sir, look amazing. You're doing a great job. My random act of kindness is to randomly uplift you in front of everybody. You are doing an amazing job. You are a phenomenal hard worker. You bust your ass. You are a provider for yourself. And you're like, yo, I'm making sure I can do for my future wife. My random act of kindness is to make sure you know that the swaggy blurt isn't just a thing. It's your life, and you deserve all the best and the happiness for it. And that's all I want to do, just randomly. I'm done.
What's your angle?
There isn't one. This nigga here.
What's your angle? There's definitely an angle here I hate somewhere.
Don't trust this nigga.
Tell me right now. Don't trust them new niggas over there. With a pretty little nigga figure in there.
I don't know why nobody believed me. Everybody just like, yo, what's about to happen? Nothing.
Nothing. All right, man.
That's it. You don't have to do anything back. I didn't ask for any reciprocation. My random act of kindness was just to randomly tell you this live.
I'm just saying thank you.
Let's read these Streamlabs we got, if we got any. I think we only got maybe one or two. Okay, Wee Man Wade says, spent my commission check on getting ahead on bills, as you should have. He said, I got my donation to the JWPP. Alberto Rios, thank you so much. And you've read all the things from Twitch.
Cool. All right. Appreciate it. It came out of left field and it wasn't on the run sheet. So I was concerned that there was something behind this. Considering your track record, you know that's fair. When have you ever just given me compliments unless I'm in a dire strait and then you're like, nigga, look here. And then, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it. I can admit when maybe I was a little too paranoid, but nigga, after all No, I'm not done. You're gonna let me finish. But after all the time that we've spent together, you have to understand you have left me with plenty.
Emotional, damn it.
I mean, you've seen Jet Li's Hero, right? Where he has to get within a certain number of feet of the Emperor so he can fucking lunge his sword into the dude's throat. Like, I'm just making sure that this isn't a ploy, my guy.
My nigga, I just think you're an amazing person. Your heart, your inspiration, your positivity, your outlook inspires me a lot. And I just wanted you to know that. And I hope that you have nothing but fun, rest, and relaxation on your vacation. I just want to make sure. I don't know why everybody think, well, I got to be plotting some shit. I have nothing to plot with. I'm just here.
I was just making sure. I appreciate it. I love you.
This is what the world think of dark skin niggas, y'all. For those listening to the podcast.
No, this is what I think of Jay Washington. I have played this game. You don't just it comes for one of three reasons.
Shit, that nigga had me scared, but I held my own. Fuck that.
You want something.
This bullshit needs to stop now.
You need something, or you're in a bad place, and you've told me this. You give out compliments when you're down because the light of doing that builds you up. So it was one of those three things, and I was very worried.
I'm upset. 50.
Bro, any nigga with shoulders like that deserves a level of skepticism. Bro, you started the show by saying you're going to go do a show somewhere and fuck somebody's wife long dick style.
No, I said I've done it. No, I didn't say I was going.
Fuck you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Fuck you. Fuck your mama. Fuck your daddy.
fuck the horse you rode in on, fuck everybody who loves you, who cares about you, who has ever supported you in your life, who...
Look, I said years ago, I drove 4.5 hours to La Crosse, Wisconsin, did stand up and after the show, and I was, you know, they was great, the lady was grateful, she didn't want to buy t-shirts at the time, so she wanted to give me some of that MILF. And then after that, I had to drive the next morning 4 more hours to Duluth, Minnesota, to do the worst bar show I ever did. Then I had to drive 8 hours back to Chicago. I just say I'm just going random, like, yo, I'm here to fuck your wife after this show. Like, I ain't know. I don't. What the? First of all,
long dick style. Like, you just like.
I am not Tracy Morgan. If you ever see Tracy Morgan stand up, people get so confused and think they see a Tracy Jordan from 30 Rock. So the first thing that come out this nigga's mouth. Hey, who gonna suck my dick tonight? I'm not
fully
doing
prepared
this.
To suck his dick.
Like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Like, real talk, bro. Like, you may not, but at the same time,
you're a fucking dick sucker,
what?
Bitch. You ain't sucking dick.
Are you serious?
You talking
right
about
now?
Me? You suck his dick.
Like.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna just go ahead and just.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
In honor of the Swaggy Blur going on vacation, I want to send him away with a smile. So I got two that are going to make him laugh, I guarantee. I got to figure, I'm going to give him the official Karen one first and then the secondary one because it's Black History Month.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You fucking broken slut. Get the fuck out of Canberra. Go get a job and find something better to do with your fucking...
What have you done?
What have you done?
Can
you
I reversed please have into your
me.
License?
Honey, you just reversed into me. I have a fucking camera.
Sorry, we're at a traffic light
and you
can
say whatever you want, maybe you can put whatever you want, sweetheart. The media doesn't care about you.
I'm not talking to the media. Don't you worry.
What are you looking for?
Cops?
Did you see that?
A maniac.
Yeah, I am. So get the fuck out of Canberra because there are a lot of us.
Good.
Yeah?
You're a maniac.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, I'm so sorry, Emma. I'm so sorry. You fucking idiot. You are fucked.
Can you better call the tow truck? Are you shut him all down and down?
Somebody going to jail.
Jail.
You about to lose your job. Get this
now.
Gas. You about
karma.
To lose
we
job.
Like to show sometimes how karma can come instantly in many cases with a lot of our Karens or Chads. Enjoy this, Winston, as well.
Let's go outside. It's black. There's a difference between black and niggers.
Oh.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on.
Did you see at the very end, after getting his ass whooped for a solid 30 seconds to a minute, his lady was like, "Come on, let's go." And he said, "Get off me, Gladys." Like, you see her at the very end, play again, and then turn the shit back on. Like, first of all, I love this comment. Sir, this is an asshole.
But look at the overhand slaps. Yeah. One, two, three, five, six, seven, eight.
Bro, watch him. Yo, black girl's like, get the fuck out of here. Look at his lady trying to be like, get out of here. But wait, when he gets up, watch what he does to his lady. It's like, come on, Clarence, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Come on, Nathan.
This damn nigga.
No. That nigga they punch him and just slap the shit. First of all.
Bro, you know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of fucking Django when he got that whip with one of the slave cat and beat
yes,
the
he did.
Shit
he
out
like,
of him before
what?
He shot
He's like,
up.
Keep it funny. And just said, ah. He said, keep it funny. And just moved. And then his hand just was like on point every slap. First
clap,
of all,
clap, clap, clap.
Let me tell you something. He was like, I'm going to slap the racism out of you. How do you tell people a nigger slapped me like I would slap him? And what do you mean? He slapped this motherfucker's equilibrium off. Like, this nigga's balance was... That nigga slapped him to the floor, dog. Slapped this nigga down.
That's... What did the five fingers say to the face? Indeed. God damn, bro.
Oh. Huh. BC Knight said, get that dude an MCU role, a hero. Oh, shit. All right, man. Nah. That's all. We got any other Streamlabs came in?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. All right. That's all we got, man. Tell the people your weekend plans and all that good shit.
That's what's up. You know where to find me everywhere. The Swaggy Blurreds are sold. Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube. I will be back on... If I do anything Monday, it'll be a Monday night thing. I don't land until 1 something. It will really just depend on where I'm at. I might do... for those that are following me on Twitch, I might just do like maybe an IG live, depending on where how I feel, because it's gonna be a long weekend. But either way, tomorrow the big thing review of the Dark Knight, the rewatch. Definitely check that out. Great conversation there. I will be back on Blurreds next Tuesday and Thursday, of course. And then, you know, if I don't do anything on Monday, I will be around Wednesday and Friday. Again, no stream tomorrow because I get on a flight at 9 a.m. So I will not be here. But that's pretty much it for me. Kind of same thing as far as this weekend. For those in the Patreon, you already know. No Swag Day Fun Day and no Writer's Room. We will be back the following Sunday. So that should be everything for me. Jay, what you got, bro?
Friday, I think I'll be somewhere. I'm not sure yet. Saturday, I'm at the Comedy Chateau for the 10 p.m. show, doing stand-up. Twitter and Instagram is where you can find me. Mad Titan Podcast will drop for Monday. It's everywhere you get your podcast from. I get caught up on all the things happening in the Marvel and DC live-action cinematic universe. Barbershop's off for nerds. Yes.
I forgot a big story that we didn't cover. We'll do it in the thing we do at the end of the thing.
Okay, yeah. Also, so we'll be back here Tuesday, 6 p.m. If you are watching this, if you watch these now, you watch this live, please, and you haven't done so, go subscribe to the YouTube channel. The clips will go up on the YouTube channel. So follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Blurreds in the Hood, all that. Before we get out of here, y'all asked, here you go.
Let's block that. It's black. There's a difference
between black and niggers.
Oh, shit.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
No, come on,
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on
trying to hold the stools up, not this nigga.
You don't want to get involved in that. You might end up with some crossfire. Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
All right, so there's one more story that we didn't cover that I'm surprised we didn't because, you know.
The Peacemaker season finale?
No, that was great, but not that. We can talk about that another time, bro. Aaron Rodgers has officially broken up with Shailene Woodley. They have called off their engagement. They will no longer be eating clay together, man.
Nigga, wait, what?
Did you not know that Shailene apparently eats clay? That was part of the thing. So all we know from this is that, you know, a lot of people are saying they're not surprised that this was coming in the sense that the fact that they had multiple times said they had had parts of their lives where they just agreed to disagree. A lot of people were like, that's on some serious ass issues. I don't know if this is going to last. So now, old boy is broken up with Olivia Munn, Danica Patrick, and now Shailene Woodley, who he was now engaged to. My favorite fucking tweet I saw about this is, I'm not surprised. This motherfucker is allergic to rings. Your thoughts.
But also, it has been rumored. Remember, for years, there's been a report, and we've talked about this on the show, that there is an openly, there's a gay star in the NFL, that the NFL doesn't have a star that is an open, and it's been rumored it's him, and that all his relationships have just been covers.
That is indeed the rumor that I have heard as well, but you never know, man. Like, I'm not going to go out here and put nobody business out there.
No, I know.
But that is something that we've heard. So all I got to say is, man, I mean, she was riding for you for a little bit, bro. I guess that shit did not work out whatsoever. So, Jay, I'm sure you're kind of happy that, you know, if there's more turmoil in there.
No, because that means this nigga's going to keep playing.
Oh, no, Jay.